Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and snowy Monday alohas to you. Don't have to be out. Probably not a good idea to be this evening because skies are going to be clearing, temperatures falling, and black ice will be a prominent event, I suspect, for your morning commute tomorrow as well. Great to have you along, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. If you're just joining us, we are talking about the double standard that exists between all the people that the DOJ and the FBI suspected had lied to them during Hillary Clinton's email investigation. And none of those individuals were ever charged. And yet now we see people like Papadopoulos and many of the others who are going to be probably doing some serious jail time, Manafort and Cohen and the rest. It's fairly obvious that there has been a double standard here, that the DOJ prosecuted a bunch of the people because of their involvement with Donald Trump. And yet when a identical thing happened with Hillary covering up her email server, well, nothing to see here. Move along. Comey having testified on Friday before a closed door House Republicans, saying he didn't really say anything. He essentially couldn't even remember his own name. One thing that did come out of this, former FBI Director James Comey did reveal in the closed door testimony on Friday that he deliberately concealed an explosive memorandum about his one-on-one Oval Office meeting with President Trump in February 2017 from other top DOJ officials. The former FBI head also acknowledged that when the agency initiated its counterintelligence probe into possible collusion between the Trump campaign officials and the Russian government, which thus far still turned up nothing, investigators didn't know whether we had anything, and that, in fact, when I was fired as director in May of 2017, I still didn't know whether there was anything to it. Well, then why did we end up with a special counsel if there was nothing there? They didn't think so at the time. The whole thing just smells from top to bottom. Now, of course, with the Democrats going to be taking control of the House next month, we can expect a steady stream of investigations. Let's see Trump's tax records. Let's see all his business records, blah, blah, blah. Between Adam Schiffless from California, the congressman out there, saying, oh, yeah, we need to impeach him. Crazy Maxine is still screaming impeachment. Nancy Pelosi, to a lesser degree, because Nancy still wants to go after the guns. They've already said, yeah, they're going to try some more backdoor gun control stuff. They want every gun sale in the country to have to be approved by the federal government. So if you have a shotgun that you want to give to your grandson as a Christmas present, you wouldn't be able to do that unless the government approves it. And it's worse than that in the People's Republic of Boulder, Colorado. Residents of Boulder who refuse to comply with a state order to, quote, certify their so-called assault rifles this month could face fines, jail, and confiscation of their firearms. Following through on a so-called assault weapons ban passed in May, the Boulder City Council is requiring residents who already owned prohibited rifles, pistols, and shotguns to certify them with the police by December 27th or face repercussions. This according to the Denver Post. The sale or possession of assault weapons, as they keep insisting on calling them, high-capacity magazines, and bump stocks was banned earlier this year, and weapons already owned by people who live in Boulder were grandfathered in, allowing until the end of the year for a certificate to be obtained. Correct me if I'm wrong. Does the Second Amendment say anything about owning a firearm only if you have a certificate from the city council to own it after the deadline, anyone found possessing a non-certified banned weapon could face a fine up to $1,000 and 90 days in jail, according to the city attorney, who apparently has never read the Second Amendment. The banned weapons may also be confiscated and destroyed after the owner is convicted. The city attorney and the police chief, Greg Testa, have reportedly admitted the limits of enforcing the ban and getting residents to comply with the order to certify their firearms. The certification is not a form of registry. Of course not. However, as no official records are reportedly being kept, yeah, I believe that. By the way, did I tell you that the last time I lost a tooth, the tooth fairy left some money under my pillow? Yeah. Police apparently only have a handwritten account of the number of certifications, according to Boulder Police Sergeant Dave Spraggs. Well, if they have a handwritten account, then there is an official record that's being kept. To date, they have certified 85 so-called assault weapons, though he acknowledged that some gun owners may be moving their weapons outside of the city limits. So what, you run a little storage place? Put your weapons in there? Quote, my hope is that we will see more bans at the state level and one day at the federal level, so these weapons will no longer be available, said Councilman Aaron Brockett, who is an idiot. City officials acknowledge there's not much they can do about those who refuse to comply. This is a very divisive issue where people have very strong feelings, said the city attorney. You think? They only want to take away your ability to defend your family. Somebody wants to break into your home. So how's this going to work? Well, according to the Daily Camera, which I guess is the newspaper there in Boulder, the police department performs a background check, and if the owner is clear, issues two copies of a certificate with the owner's name, date of birth and signature, the make, model, and serial number of the gun, and the date of issuance. Both copies go with the gun to prove it was owned before June 15, 2016. Because police do not retain any documentations. Wait a minute. The police sergeant in this story just said earlier they keep a handwritten list. Because police do not retain any documentation, they're unable to issue a replacement certificate if the original is lost. Well, gee, officer, I had that certificate here. I don't know what happened to it. Must have gotten lost. Meantime, how is gun control working in the Golden State, California? You know, they hate them out there. They have some of the most restrictive gun laws outside of New York. Or Chicago, they have some of the most restrictive gun laws in the country. In Chicago, we see how well that's worked. The latest numbers about California. System is working terrific out there, right?
Wrong.
Yeah, I'll say. Quarter after five here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll deal with that and more as we continue on here with the 5 o'clock Follies on Monday. Yeah, I would say we have one. Turning a bit slushy today, but still a wintry wonderland over the weekend. You realize we now have... I think in most parts of the upstate, have satisfied our annual snowfall average. Yeah. Official National Weather Service records, we average 3 inches of snow per year. And I think most people got at least that. And a lot of people got substantially more than that. I think Taylor's, for instance, my stomping grounds got 6 inches. We didn't get quite that much at Stately McLean Manor. I think we got about 4 inches of snow over there. Oh, one other note on Comey's testimony from Friday. And again, this is suspicions confirmed. The transcript of former FBI Director James Comey's closed-door Friday interview with the House Judiciary Committee released Saturday. An admission by the fired deep stater appears to confirm a belief Republican investigators have held since President Trump was elected. The FBI failed to adequately verify the anti-Trump dossier used as the evidence to get the FISA court warrant to surveil the Trump campaign during the 2016 presidential election. Now, why would they do that? Why would they go to the FISA court without having adequate verification? Because they knew that the DNC and Hillary had paid Fusion GPS, the opposition research firm, to come up with all this junk. There was no verification for it. That's why they didn't insist on having some. They knew there was none there to be found. In on the text line, Bobby, maybe there should be a law restricting the size, that is, population of cities, so that the liberals never outnumber the rural population of any state. Bobby, maybe that gun certificate got wiped, you know, like Kankel's email server. Bobby Mack, do you need a certificate or a concealed mouth permit to exercise the First Amendment? I don't think so. Bobby, I hope people move out of Boulder in droves and nobody does business in that city anymore. Money talks and BS walks. Well, but Boulder is a university town. University of Colorado is there. And so, that's the dominant employer in the city. And as a result, you're living in Libland. About money under my pillow, texter says, you're welcome, signed Tooth Fairy, Florence, South Carolina. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bob, so here's a question. How are they going to know the guns are or are not certified if they're not keeping any records? Well, you're supposed to keep the records yourself, see, to justify your being able to own a weapon. Bob, registering your gun is not a gun registry, just like a government fee is not a tax, according to politicians in South Carolina. Yeah, exactly. Bobby, this gun registry sounds like a pretty good way to get a brand new Boulder, Colorado City Council all in one fell swoop. Bob, I hope the residents of Boulder give the politicians suitable repercussions via the ballot box at the next election. I suspect the vast majority of the people who live in Boulder and either work at the university or in some supporting industry are probably saying, oh, yeah, this is just common sense gun control. Right. Bobby, for one of the so-called smartest guys in the room, James Comey didn't know or remember very much, did he? How convenient. About the previous caller, Bob, for the news at 5, asking people to stay off Altamont Road because he's tired of people having to be pulled out of the ditch in front of his house with his truck. Part of the covenant living on Altamont Road is there's a tow truck every 2 miles. What's the problem? Well, that one of his is not an official tow truck. Bob, what's your opinion of William Barr as the new attorney general? Well, the fact that he worked for Bush 41 doesn't strike me as a ringing endorsement, but I'm willing to give him a chance. Let's see. Bobby, R.C., formerly of Greer, here. I once got stuck on St. Augustine Beach with my truck. Guy with a truck charged me $10 to pull me out. Bobby, here's a thought. Initiate a class action lawsuit against King Asphalt and SCDOT for the crappy paving on Highway 123 in Pickens County. Bobby, do you think there's even a slim chance that this whole Mueller investigation has been a ruse by the president, and at the end they're really going after Hillary? I think there are two chances of that, and Slim is already on his way out of town. Bob loved the Dan Blocker story, but it's not as good as the Glenn Campbell story about being on the set for True Grit with John Wayne. The Duke couldn't ride his horse on the long shootout scene with Robert Duvall, so the director put a wooden horse with a saddle on the back of a pickup truck. So when you see the Duke riding across the valley with the reins in his teeth and firing his Winchester and Colt, he was doing it from the back of a truck. Oh, geez, thanks a lot for bursting that bubble. He's still the Duke to me. I don't care. I don't care if he was on top of an 18-wheeler. Bobby is a refugee from the commie wealth of Massachusetts. Let me be the first to say I am not a fan of the snow. I hear you. We thought they had left the snow shovels behind because they would not be needed. But as I said, we've already hit our yearly average. It's not even officially winter yet. Well, calendar winter. Bob, anybody that would drive up Altamont Road in the snow needs their head examined. It's not easy to drive up when it's dry. Gotcha. Bob, what Dolphins fans are calling the miracle in Miami, we Patriots fans are calling an extremely unfortunate event. It was a heck of a play, though. Yeah, that old hook and ladder play. That play's been around forever. You know what? It never works. Until it does. And then, oh, boy. Bob, you mentioned tickets to see Bill and Hillary and their speaking tour. We're now on Groupon. How much are they now? Just got my blue dress back from the cleaners. Thanks. Signed, Monica L. Gotcha. Bobby, about the Hillary email scandal, I don't see why this isn't considered espionage, which if she were under the UCMJ, that's a universal code of military justice, would be punishable by death. Love the show. Signed, Concerned Citizen. One of our Waser traffic spotters, Bobby, tree down partly in the road, Highway 81, going from Greenville towards Powdersville. Oh, and a texter wants to know, Moneypenny, what time does it get dark today?
Did it even come up?
I don't think so. No. To the best of my knowledge, sun never came up. Well, it may have been up there in the sky, but we couldn't see it for the overcast. Oh, got to take a break for the news here at the bottom of the hour. Stand by. I go to the phones when I come back on the other side. And in addition, today's edition of Boneheads in the News. Oh, by the way, about that gun control fail in California with all their gun control laws, gun control groups, the media claiming states with the strictest gun controls have the lowest rates of violence and deaths. California firearm homicides up 18%. Good work. Yeah. Yeah, the gun control works every time. Welcome back. It's 5:37, 23 before 6. Bobby Mac Show, snowy Monday. No school tomorrow. Greenville probably heard that, and I'm sure that some other surrounding school systems may follow suit as well with the threat of a little black ice on the roads in the morning. To the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Steve is in Greenville, and he is next up here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Steve, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bobby. Good to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
I've gotten in late on the Boulder story, but I did want to remind everybody, I think the headquarters of NOAA is there in Boulder, National Oceanographic Atmospheric Association.
Well, actually, Maine headquarters is Washington, and they have several others around the country. But, yeah, there is a big one in Boulder. You're correct.
Yeah, so that can affect all this college ideology can affect the numbers that they're putting out, you know?
Well, just the fact that they have a substantial number of people who've been educated beyond their level of intelligence is indictment enough, I think, on its own.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. In on the text line 71307. Now, Bobby, shame on the guy for charging $10 for rescuing a stranded motorist. I gave two guys my lone six-pack after they pulled me out of a snowdrift back in the day in Cumberland Gap. They politely declined with grins, however. It's kind of like the no tipping at Ingalls. I pushed their prize into their hands and headed on down the road with no looking back. Yeah. Well, the company may have one policy and you may have another entirely. Someone on the show said if they get rid of Trump, we'll have a revolution. I say we need to do it while he's commander-in-chief. Launch a preemptive strike. Bobby, why are people pushing Mark Meadows to be the new chief of staff? That'd be a terrible idea. Why take one of the few good men out of the House? Maybe that's intent. Bobby, Altamont Road, how about trying out the whole state of West Virginia? It is somewhat hilly there, I understand. Bobby, in England, they drive on the left side of the road. In South Carolina, you drive on what's left of the road. Yeah, too true. All right, here we go. Y'all set, Money Penny? Here we go with today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Well, apparently, this is no actual crime in Taiwan. There is no actual crime going on in Taiwan. Because the cops have the time and the resources for this. There's a woman who's a student at Chinese Culture University in Taipei, Taiwan, formerly Formosa, for those of us old enough. She recently called the cops to report a crime. One of her five roommates had eaten some of her yogurt. Terrible. Even though it cost less than $2, she was furious and demanded a DNA test. The cops actually did it. It cost more than $500 to test the DNA of all the roommates and the empty yogurt container. Process did work. The cops figured out which roommate stole the yogurt, and now she's been charged with theft of an item under $2? Okay. Now, I'm no expert, but I play one on the radio, but I feel like this is a really bad job interview strategy. 24-year-old Dominic Breedlove had a job interview last week at a Kohl's in Spring Hill, Florida. When his interview was over, he decided it'd be a good idea to shoplift two pairs of women's shoes on his way out. Security guard spotted him, called the cops. Dominic told him he took the shoes to give to his mom as a gift. Arrested for retail theft. I know it's stunning, but believe it or not, he did not get the job at Kohl's. I'm not sure there's anything that would make me RSVP no to a wedding faster than this. There's a woman who's getting married in Hawaii next year. She sent out a Facebook message to her guests that found its way onto Reddit and is going viral because she set a dress code for her guests based on weight. Wait a minute. Doesn't this fall under the fat-shaming category? Women under 160 pounds are supposed to wear a green velvet sweater, orange suede pants, red-bottomed heels, and a Burberry scarf. Women over 160 supposed to wear a black sweater, black pants, and black heels. Men under 200 are supposed to wear a purple fuzzy jacket and all-white sneakers. Men over 200 pounds supposed to wear all camo with black sneakers, regardless of what they're supposed to wear. And I quote, "We want you to invest in an outfit valued at least $1,000. Word got back to the bride that her post was going viral, so now she says she's planning to make all the guests take a polygraph to figure out the, quote, "the snitch who put me on Reddit." I believe that's going to be a commitment I would rethink. Well, there is a business owner in Westford, Vermont, Ted Pelkey by name, recently spent $4,000 on a giant wooden hand presenting the We're Number One finger. He says it's a protest against the local government. Apparently, he's been trying to get a building permit so he can relocate his business, and they won't let him have one. Here are two people in town explaining what the sculpture looks like and Ted talking about it.
It's a big middle finger, really high above the tree line.
It's a big hand. It looks like a fist with one finger lifted up. In an expression that we all know what it means.
And so who is the statue intended for?
It's intended for the people who run our town. I'm hoping that we can get it through the people who live in the town of Westford to have a really long look at the people who are running their town.
Yeah, that might go double for Boulder, Colorado, too. You may remember we told you earlier last week about the elementary school principal in Nebraska who has now been put on leave after she sent out a memo that basically said anything Christmas-related would not be allowed in classrooms. Christmas music, pictures of Santa, candy canes, that principal. Here's what one of the parents had to say about this whole deal.
I feel like it was very deliberate and intentional about eliminating just Christmas. Educating our children is very personal. And we give our children over to educators to not only educate them about math and science, but learning all kinds of other things. If a school is going to be able to eliminate everything about Christmas and that it may not stop there.
Yeah, it certainly may not. Now, there we go. There is the Monday edition, Bobby Mac Show, and
Boneheads in the News.
Take a quick break here, 6:15, and right back on the other side here on WORD.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do. Just like the post office, neither rain, nor sleet, nor snow, nor dark of night shall keep us from trooping in here and doing our four-hour diligent duty. Even under 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of snow. So I mentioned this business in California. This is going to make all the gun nuts just make their heads explode. Firearm deaths in California up 18%. This is from Breitbart. This rise in firearm homicides comes despite the fact that Democrats, gun control groups, the establishment, media constantly are beating the drum that states with the strictest gun controls see lower rates of violence and death. They ever visited Chicago? California has universal background checks, gun registration requirements, red flag laws, that is, gun violence restraining orders, a 10-day waiting period for any gun purchase, an assault weapons ban, a one gun per month limit on handgun purchases, a minimum firearm purchase age of 21, a ban on carrying on campus, a good cause restriction for concealed carry permit issuance, and they also have controls on the purchase of ammunition. The ammunition controls limits law-abiding Californians to buying ammunition from state-approved vendors, all of whom are in-state sellers, and adds a fee to any ammunition bought online, also requiring that ammunition be shipped to a state-approved vendor for a distribution or pickup. Additionally, California mandates gun-free zones in businesses where alcohol is sold for on-site consumption. Therefore, the few concealed carry permit holders in the state must enter myriad restaurants without any means of self-defense. This provides a target-rich environment, of course, for attackers who want to be sure there's nobody there who can shoot back when they strike. We last saw this 7 November 2018 when an attacker opened fire with a handgun in the gun-free Borderline Barn Grill, Thousand Oaks, California. Remember that one? Despite all these stringent gun controls, a bill filed by Assemblyman Mark Levine, Democrat, California, is there anything else, admits California firearm homicides were up from 2014 to 2016, the most recent years for which data is available. The bill says, quote, although California has the toughest gun laws in the nation, more effort is necessary to ensure, wait a minute, where's the rest of this? Well, we can pretty much make it up ourselves. More effort is necessary to restrict gun sales. All right. Jeez. They just, you know, don't confuse them with facts. Don't point out to them that gun homicides are up 18% despite every kind of restriction they want to come up with. In on the text line, Bobby, what's that principal's name of that school where they want to ban everything Christmas? Is it Cruella Grinch Scrooge? I mean, who dropped something in her eggnog? Bob, about the bride with the dress code for her wedding, that lady makes being a bridezilla into an art form. And I'm not sure that the word lady may be misused in this context as well. Bob, about that bride, I'm concerned about the groom. He needs to drop her now before the BS gets any deeper. Gotcha. Oh, and one of our Wazers traffic spotters out there, Bobby, 541, and it's starting to sleet a little bit here in Easley. Gotcha. Appreciate that. This hour of the Bobby Mac Show brought to you by those of you who may have bought Christmas trees and already are starting to get a little thin on top.
It may be the season of goodwill, but that won't spare you from the pain and embarrassment caused by one of the world's most common afflictions. I'm talking, of course, about Christmas tree pattern baldness.
Right.
No matter how you twist and turn that $75 collection of deadwood, there's just no hiding that ugly bald spot. Until now. Introducing new Christmas tree toupees from Treco. Carefully designed to match your tree's exact shade of green, our Christmas tree toupees are designed to hide even the biggest bald spot, taking years off your tree's appearance in the process.
Whoa, Stan, what a tree! Looks so young and virile.
New Christmas tree toupees from Treco at an overpriced Christmas tree lot near you. And for small spots, try our new tree touch-up spray.
Hey, works like a charm. Trust me. Yeah, right. One more to go here in the Bobby Mac Show on the snowy Monday edition. You probably saw all the yellow vesters out marching down the Champs-Élysées, burning up all the Ferraris and Daimlers that they could find, spraying all kinds of graffiti on the Eiffel Tower and causing the French president, Emmanuel Macron, to retreat to the wine cellar until things calm down. Well, now he says, oh, mon Dieu, let me come up with some policies that you will like. He's having a change of heart here about this gas tax over there. We'll tell you exactly what he has in mind when we come back with a bonus hour here on the Bobby Mac Show on a wintry Monday.